Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Paul Smith. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Thurman now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Drott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Perky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Temple reaches second base with a double. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thurman. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Morin moves to third. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Johnny Gorrell. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0 for 1 in the game. Drott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin scores. Thompson scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Perkey. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Temple reaches second base with a double. Walls throws the ball into Dark, who tags Temple trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bell scores. McMillan goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Turk Lown now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Drott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurman is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 2 in the game. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball towards left. Thurman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Thurman. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Smith moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. DeFondi pinch hits for Roy McMillan. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bailey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cubs. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Turk Lown. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Willard Schmidt now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Schmidt. Morin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Drott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 4 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 2 in the game. Thurman is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 3 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 4 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.